This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. People who are staying in hotels in downtown Chicago and some areas on the South Side will soon be subjected to the highest hotel tax in the country. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the Chicago City Council has created a tourism improvement district, and this includes a 19% hotel tax. The revenue generated from this tax can be used only for efforts to attract visitors and their disposable incomes to the city. For instance, the city can launch a new marketing campaign with that money, or maybe use it to pay an application fee to compete for a big convention. The district would stay in place for 5 years. It's expected to generate $40 million. It's been over a month since the start of the partial government shutdown. It's specifically targeting the Department of Homeland Security after concerns over the way the department has handled immigration enforcement. The shutdown has greatly impacted employees who work with the Transportation Security Administration. That's part of DHS. Darrell English is president of the Union for TSA Agents, Local 777, and he tells our Say More program agents haven't received a full paycheck since the end of January.
Officer TSAs are very dedicated. They're going to try their best to protect the flying public. But just like yourself and myself, these are individuals that have family, kids, livelihoods that they have to maintain. So it's very stressful.
English says many agents are trying to find other avenues of income. They're finding it difficult to do that given the amount of hours they work for TSA. Some passenger rail advocates do not support a plan to sell a rail yard in Chicago's South Loop area to the future owner of the White Sox. My colleague Alex Degman reports Justin Ishbia's South Shore Capital Partners is eyeing Amtrak's 14th Street maintenance yard to be used for a mixed-use development. That yard is south of Roosevelt Road near the Chicago River. It's across from a 62-acre plot of land known as the 78. Rick Harnish works with the High-Speed Rail Alliance. He opposes the plan. He notes future needs have not been considered.
We need to have hourly departures from Chicago to places like Detroit, Indianapolis, St. Louis. It's really premature to sell off what could be a very important asset before we even know what the needs are.
The White Sox say the 78, though, is still its focus for a new ballpark, but the Chicago Fire just broke ground on a new stadium at that same spot. You're listening to The Rundown. A Chicago dancer is summoning a witchy force in her original solo performance. She will soon take it international, and my colleague Courtney Kippers brings us that story.
In the pitch black room, the eerie chanting grows louder. It's the beginning of a work called The Other Witch, created by Chicago dancer and choreographer Nezla Yotkin. From the darkness, she emerges in a corset, black tutu, and a beaded mask. Yotkin is running through a dress rehearsal before she takes the work to Mexico and Panama. The performance feels part sacred ritual, part scary movie.
I almost feel like I'm in a cave dancing. And I'm feeling like I'm not dancing, I'm stepping aside and something else is dancing through me.
Yotkin, who is 55, began developing the work in 2018, then premiered it online during the pandemic. But in some ways, it had been brewing since she was a teenager, growing up in Berlin. That's where Yotkin first learned about Mary Wigmann, a pioneering German dancer who, in 1914, premiered her work Hexentanz, or Witch Dance. Yotkin saw it at a museum.
And I was just so in awe by the pictures and the images. I almost felt like they were alive.
That experience inspired this work. And while the Chicago dancer never quotes directly from Vigmont's choreography, Yatkin's show opens with a projection of Hexentanz. The grainy video clip feels like a portal to the past. As she channels a witchy forcefulness, Yatkin said the work is a tribute to the enduring strength of women.
The piece is not so much a telling of the suffering of women, but it's more about reclaiming the power of women.
Despite dancing from a young age, Yatkin says her parents never approved.
So I ran away with the circus.
Literally or figuratively?
Figuratively. I ran away with dance, I guess.
She had a dream that brought her to the U.S. in the 90s, where she danced with companies in places like Denver and Ohio, before eventually landing in Chicago in 2010. Her original works have earned her some of dance's top prizes, including a Princess Grace Award for choreography. Now, as Yatkin prepares to take the other witch on the road, she's thinking about what this show has meant to audiences. She gets emotional, remembering a post-show conversation.
There was a young woman, and she was crying. And she said how meaningful it was for her to see this, and it changed her perspective of dance. And it's wonderful to be moved.
Just like Yatkin was moved by a different witch dance all those years ago. Courtney Kippers, WBEC News.
Weather sunny, seasonable today. We're in the low 60s for our high. Tonight, cloudy, a low near 40. And then Friday, cloudy, continued mild, high again in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.